How do you make decisions? Robert Holmes here with the Bull Gap Journal Minute. I'm a Sylacauga native, a retired Air Force Brigadier General, and a veteran. Some of you know me as Bob. Every day, we make basic decisions. Multiple times a day. What to wear, what to eat, what to watch on television, where to go. Routinely, we come upon more important decisions. An issue, a problem in need of a solution. It may be at work, maybe in your family or friendship or at school. Wherever or whatever it may be, there's some thinking skills you may find helpful. You might start with questions from various views. Listen, and then validate answers. From my personal and professional experience, when I ask questions, when I listened and comprehended, the outcome more than likely was positive and rewarding. Now, if there's a case where I might have been unnecessarily hasty or ill-prepared or acted on a feeling or emotion alone, there's a risk in maybe a not-so-good outcome. Sometimes I might have been lucky and things worked out, and sometimes I might have paid a price, maybe like embarrassingly explaining a poor result or a failure and then having to rework to get it right. Riskier results were when my decision bordered on jeopardizing trust. Rework is easier than rebuilding trust. You may already get this, but for me, I still explore and refresh my critical thinking skills. I debate the issue in my mind, dig deep, ask questions, and listen. If you like what you heard, experience more leadership and life lessons by reading the Bull Gap Journal online at sylacauganews.com. Subscribe. It's free.